Welcome again to the CADcast, the first ever technical CAD podcast, providing tips, tricks, tools, and techniques toward a more efficient CAD user. On today's show, I'll introduce a couple of time-saving AutoCAD add-ons for design blocks. I'll also bring you another short CADcast quick tip about HL settings. In the last show, I talked about growing your block library. This time I'll talk about add-ons that you can use in addition to your block library. In some cases, an add-on may even replace a part of your library. In my field of water and wastewater plant design, I mostly use pipe fittings of all sizes and materials. There are plenty of add-ons out there that cost thousands of dollars. They're very thorough libraries of all types of materials and sizes, and include routines to route pipe and automatically place fittings. The fittings are usually generalized, but are to scale using a standard such as AWWA or ANSI. Since I've found that we usually specify a particular manufacturer with the obligatory text or engineer approved equal, why not contact the manufacturer for their particular blocks? It turns out that Spears and Victaulic have their libraries available to the industry for free in different installation forms. They include both 2D and 3D blocks as well. Victaulic, that's V-I-C-T-A-U-L-I-C, they have a block library of many different pipe materials and valves, including those for fire protection, PVC, ductile iron pipe, and others installed in the design center. You navigate through them in the design center, then drag the blocks into your drawing. Now, the library also comes with a pipe drawing utility. It'll connect fittings from, you pick the endpoints, and it'll draw pipes at the size you specify. Spears is another manufacturer that offers an add-on in the form of a menu and toolbar addition, with routines to add fittings and draw pipe, 2D and 3D, and it does it interactively with your design. It includes PVC fittings and valves, plus includes a bill of materials tool to extract a list of their fittings and pipe lengths used in your design. And this is very powerful and a huge time saver for estimating construction costs and bidding. For more details on either of these add-ons, please visit their respective websites for more information. I'm sure that I'm not doing justice to the full capabilities of their respective software, since I have not fully exploited all that the software offers due to a lack of personal need. I'm still stubborn and do many things my own way, slowly jumping through a learning curve as time allows. I'll have the links in the show notes on the website. Of course, other industries besides piping have benefited from add-ons. These are usually developed by users in the industry that decided to make their life easier by creating and automating libraries. Once perfected, they get the great idea to make it commercially available to profit from their hard work and innovation. Others may develop something similar and make it available for free to benefit their entire industry and promote the use of standards. You can find weld symbols, aluminum raceways, electrical symbols, etc. These are available through manufacturers and sometimes through an industry standards association. And again, I'll include links discussed in this episode, plus some more that I haven't discussed in the show notes at the blog. And now it's time for another CADcast quick tip. Since these add-ons discussed here involved adding a large number of small and detailed 3D blocks, and in 2D also, I thought I'd mention a gem that lowered my blood pressure when I realized it would make my complex models hide and render properly. In some cases, I found that drawing viewports would not hide lines properly during publishing. And this could have been due to a large number of 3D objects and the large number of viewports on each sheet. By setting the hide precision variable to 1, AutoCAD would take longer to publish my drawings, but they would always hide lines correctly. However, the hide precision setting is not saved in the drawing. It's a session variable. And this means that it resets to default each time you load AutoCAD. I've forgotten to turn the precision back on one too many times, only discovered after publishing a large drawing set for 30 minutes. And since most of my work is in 3D, I set up AutoCAD to set hide precision on or to 1 automatically at AutoCAD startup. And since this variable does not affect the plot time of viewports that are not set to hide, for 2D viewports, for example, it doesn't add any time to my publishing except where I want it to. The hide precision variable and other variables that affect the precision of the rendering process are accessible through the command line or the HL settings dialog box. Just type HL settings as one word at the command line, or create a button to place on one of your toolbars. Check the help file for more information about each of the settings on this dialog and their purpose. For more information on how to add items to your AutoCAD startup or information about the HL settings dialog, email me for details to the email address at the end of the show. Thanks again for subscribing and downloading this episode, and look forward to bringing another one pretty soon. Well, that's all the time for this episode. This and all CADcast episodes are brought to you by RL Graphics, providing outsourcing of CAD, GIS, and graphic services to engineering, geotechnical, and environmental firms in Central Florida and throughout the rest of the country. For more information about RL Graphics, or for questions, comments, or suggestions for future CADcast episodes, feel free to email me at boblupo@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for another episode.